When the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friend.
Hey there, it's Andy Chanley. It's time for Andy's Almanac. At the end of the almanac today, another little announcement that you might care about. But first, we're going to talk about the American Revolutionary War. Do you have your timeline straight in this crucial step of America's birth? We'll also talk about the first long-distance communication. You might be surprised when that came about. And what in the Sam Hill do you know about Sam Houston? We'll edify you today. Fire up! Hey, it's Andy Chanley. This is Andy's Almanac. It's a brief look at everything that ever happened to anybody on this date. It's Friday, March 2nd, 2018, and this is what the past has taught us. So do you think you have your American Revolutionary War timeline straight? The Continental Congress signs the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, and then the fighting ensues, right? No. 4 months before that, on this day in 1776, Americans start shelling the British troops who besieged Boston. They'll break that siege of Boston by St. Patrick's Day, but the siege begins, and all Revolutionary War fighting begins, almost a year earlier, in the middle of April of 1775. That's when the battles of Lexington and Concord start, with what Ralph Waldo Emerson describes as the shot heard round the world. Actually, it's the battles of Lexington, Concord, Lincoln, Monotomy, and Cambridge, but it doesn't have the same ring to it. By the way, the British retreat by sea from Boston to Nova Scotia on St. Patrick's Day, and that's led to a local celebration of the holiday Evacuation Day. Though the only thing Bostonians are evacuating on this drinking holiday is their bladders.
But the message in the box, put the box into the car, drive the car around the world until you get hurt.
When would you guess the first long-distance communication machine is introduced? 1816 with the first early telegraph? No. 1791, when France is having its revolution. That's the year when, on this date, French inventor Claude Chappe first demonstrates his semaphore machine in Paris. Now, you know semaphore. It's a rig of visual indicators like arrows or paddles that's read across long distances by telescope and then transmitted onto the next station and so on. This is needed during the French Revolution because the French are surrounded by the British, Dutch, Spanish, Austrians, Prussians, and Marseille and Lyon are in revolt, so the only thing France has going for it is that all their enemies can't work together because communication is a bitch. So Claude Chappe and his brothers devise these semaphore towers that can send messages of 36 characters 150 miles in half an hour. It's like the world's first Twitter. And by the way, Chappe invents the word semaphore, which means sign carrying, and he invents the term telegraph too.
Houston means that I'm one day closer to you.
Let's hear it for Sam Houston, American patriot and politician, born on this day in 1793. Here's a few things to know about badass Sam Houston. One, he beats General Santa Anna at the Battle of San Jacinto in 18 minutes, forcing Santa Anna to give Texas its independence. He attacks him during their siesta. Then he's elected president of Texas twice. He's elected to the U.S. Senate after Texas is annexed. You remember when Abraham Lincoln says of the secession of southern states, a nation divided against itself cannot stand? Well, Sam Houston says that 8 years earlier. Now, let's be real. He owns slaves and he opposes abolition, but he doesn't think Texas should secede. He's then governor of Texas. He's governor of Tennessee. He's a friend of the Native Americans, being adopted by the Cherokee. He's not a perfect man, but he certainly did make a name for himself. So how happy do you think he'd be to know that on his 196th birthday, the oil tanker Exxon Houston runs aground in Hawaii and spills 117,000 gallons of petroleum off the coast of Oahu? I don't ever want the Exxon Chanley to cause an environmental disaster in my name.
And there he was, this young boy.
I've said how I like to look at the Grammy Awards to see what music was beloved in different given years. Well, tonight in 1974, the 16th Grammy Awards are given out, and Roberta Flack's version of Killing Me Softly with His Song wins Record of the Year, Best Pop Vocal Performance, and Song of the Year. The song's inspired by singer Lori Lieberman, who goes to see Don McLean at the Troubadour in West Hollywood, but it's not the song American Pie that moves her. It's Empty Chairs.
Moonlight used to bathe the contours of your face. Wild chestnut hair fell all around the pillowcase. And the fragrance of your flowers rest beneath my head. A sympathy bouquet left with the love that's dead. And I wonder if you know.
I felt all flushed with fever, embarrassed by the crowd. I felt he had found my letters and read each one aloud. She tells Charles Fox and Norman Gimbel about the experience, and they write the song, and she records it, and then Roberta Flack hears it on an airplane music channel and is knocked out by it. She doesn't record it right away, but she's playing the Greek Theater here in L.A. in September of 72, opening for Marvin Gaye, and he asks her for a second encore, so she sings Killing Me Softly. Afterwards, Marvin Gaye says, "That's fantastic. Don't ever play that in public again until you record it." It's good advice. And that's all the good advice I've got for you. Andy's Almanac for Friday, March 2nd, 2018. Any copyrighted material remains sole property of the copyright holder, appears only for scholarship, criticism, news reporting, parody, or satire. And a quick announcement that I promised, these almanacs are going to take another little hiatus because I've been asked to do an encore at KCSN here in L.A. for the next 2 weeks. So you can listen to me 3 to 7 Pacific Time at 88.5 FM or on the 88.5 FM app from the App Store or around the world at 88.5fm.org. So flattered to be asked back after last month's residency there. Should be a lot of fun. And the group podcasts will continue with my real friends and podcast partners, Sam Farmer, Larry Morgan, and Josh Fligger. And we'll join you all soon on Your Artificial Friends.